AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Allied forces stormed the coast of France 75 years ago today. The D-Day invasion helped to end World War II. This morning, world leaders gathered at the American Cemetery near Omaha Beach in Normandy, France, to thank aging veterans now in their 90s and beyond, some of whom were able to attend this morning's commemoration. French President Emmanuel Macron.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
As Operation Overlord began in 1944, Allied Commander Dwight Eisenhower told his forces they were embarking on a great crusade.
The eyes of the world are upon you.
75 years later, they are again upon the shores of Normandy.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar.
Overlooking Omaha Beach, where thousands of Americans helped to launch the invasion, President Trump paying tribute to those who helped bring down Nazi Germany.
Those who fought here won a future for our nation.
98-year-old Ray Lambert was among the D-Day survivors there today.
We won that battle because we were the good guys. We were fighting for a cause.
I'm Sagar Magani.
They'll talk again today in Washington. The U.S. and Mexico are trying to find a way to avert a 5% tax President Trump is threatening to put on imports from Mexico. He wants that country to do more to stop immigrants from crossing the border. Both sides say there's progress, but President Trump says there's not nearly enough progress to stop the tax from taking effect next week. More and more older Americans are choosing to keep working beyond 65, but a new AP poll finds that 44% of workers under 30 think that's bad for their careers and for the economy. This is AP Radio News. A pedophile has been charged in a cold case killing of a young Missouri girl found tortured and sexually assaulted.
Previously undetected DNA found on clothing worn by 9-year-old Angie Hausman when she disappeared in 1993 led investigators to Earl Webster Cox, who has been in custody since his 2003 conviction for running an international online child pornography ring. Hausman was abducted after getting off her school bus in November 1993. Her body was found 9 days later in St. Charles County. Prosecutor Tim Lomar says the little girl was alive when she was handcuffed to a tree, her head covered except her nose with duct tape.
She was found to be malnourished, dehydrated, and appeared to have been tortured.
I'm Tim McGuire.
A search is underway for a man who disappeared last weekend while on a hike in a remote area of Arkansas. Joshua McClatchy had texted his mother on Saturday to say he was lost. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.